quickly see if we can get through chapter 4, which means I may not go into some things in as much depth and detail because of time. I thought that it would be very appropriate to end this last session for this semester on catching the wave for chapter number 4, which talks about catching the next wave of revival. Catching the next wave of revival. And the writer says there are seven important aspects that a surfer considers before he can, you know, before he catches the wave that he intends to surf. Seven important aspects. And so we'll go through them real quick because I think they really should help you to understand what it means when we are talking about catching waves. Number one, it says, a surfer must swim into the deep sea to catch the wave. A surfer must what? Swim. Y'all familiar with surfing? You by internet, you by Roku, you familiar with surfing? You know, to catch a wave, you just don't wait till it hit the beach. By the time you hit the beach, there is no wave. You know, the waves came and gone. So you're not going to ride the waves of God by hanging out in shallow water. What do you mean hanging out in shallow water? By continuing to operate in the traditions of men. By continuing to function as ordinary men. You got to look, put it another way, by doing that which is comfortable. You know, in order to catch the waves, you got to get out of your comfort zone. You got to allow the Holy Spirit to draw you out. Amen. Forget about what mama did and daddy did and great grandma and catch the wave of the Spirit. This is an apostolic move. Catch the wave. Understand that God is bringing his church back to its original intent. All right? So what's the first step you got to do? What? Launch out into the deep. See, you're not going to get a draw until you launch out into the deep. Are you listening? All right. So that's the first aspect. The second aspect of catching the wave is a surfer must know where the waves are going to break prophetic insight. Got to know where the waves are what? You got to know where the waves are what? You got to know where the waves are going. You got to be able to see. Not talk about the waves. But you not only, you have to know where it's going. You have to know the direction it's flowing. Come on, man. You've seen a surfer? That's some dangerous stuff. You get up under there the wrong way, it'll take you out. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You have to know how to ride that wave. If you watch those surfers and they get out there and launch into the deep and that wave is yay so high and they just ride underneath the wave. Come on, y'all. Y'all never saw Hawaii Five-O? I'm just trying to help you. I'm just talking about, so you have to understand, we're talking about launching out into the deep, then you have to know where the wave is going. Now, what is the purpose of this apostolic move? Where is God going? Where is God, what is God saying? What is he talking about? He's talking about bringing my church back to the original purpose for which I established it. Huh? And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Y'all understand that? This is about the advancing of God's kingdom. So we need to understand that what God is doing right now is he's restoring his church back to its original order. Amen. The order in which Jesus built the church. First apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. After that, gifts of healing, working of miracles, help government. You know the scripture. 1 Corinthians 12:28. Are you with me? I may not be quoting it all right, but you know what I'm saying. Are you with me? We're talking about how God built the church. All right? So the second aspect is you got to do what? You have to know where the waves are going. You have to know where they're going so you can understand where they're going to break forward. Y'all understand? Yeah. All right, put it another way. You need to know where the missile going to hit. I mean, when a wave is rolling, it's coming on shore somewhere. so you got to know where it's going. So when you catch the wave, see, the purpose of riding the wave is so it's, oh, Lord have mercy. You're like this. If you learn how to ride the wave will take you to your destination. Are you listening? You don't control the wave controls you. But you have to know how to ride. That makes sense? Huh? So the wave is going in its direction. You don't get in the wave and come and know we're going left. No. You have to learn how to ride the wave. And that wave will carry you to your destiny. Oh, y'all got it? The third thing is, a surfer must position himself to catch the big wave. It's all about position. Because watch this. God is a big God. But before you can ride the big wave, you might have to fall off with some small ones. And then those small ones in training, they'll lead you to the bigger ones. Are you with me? One of the things that the writer talked about, even when it comes to going out, launching into the deep, to even ride the wave, the amount of spiritual energy it takes to get there. See, this generation is a microwave generation. They want order at the window. Thank God for them good cooks we have. I don't know what year they stopped training, but Lord, they got Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Don't worry about it, brother. I feel so sorry for you. You'll never know what gravy is. They get gravy out the can today. Come on, y'all who been around, y'all know what I'm talking about. Come on now. There's nothing like having a good cook. McDonald's gravy. Oh, Lord, help the pastor. Help the pastor. Let me stay here. You got to position yourself to catch the wave. You got to do what? Position yourself to catch that big wave. Now, a part of the energy you have to use, you got to go against the tide. The wave is coming in. You got to swim out to get the wave. But watch this. There's an undercurrent or an undertow. You understand? You're trying to get out there and this thing's pulling on you. But keep your eyes on where you're headed to. See, in order to catch the wave, you got to go through some resistance. People are going to say, don't do it. You're going to get drowned. Come on now. Y'all with me? Are you with me? So a surfer must what? Position himself. Y'all heard me? Wow. Many can discern that the Holy Spirit is moving again, but are doing very little to position themselves properly to be part of it. What you mean properly? How could this school, now I'm talking to all of you because your first year student, second year student, see, you, to quit what God is doing to say, I got in, I'm going to get out. That's what Apostle was talking about. How could you come and think you got everything in these little sections? Come on, man. No. If you're going to be a part of the school, be a part of the school. When you graduate, maybe you cannot get to the campus, but it's available to you online, by internet, by Roku. You got to keep up because Apostle is constantly moving. So what, you're going to make the connection and get a piece of paper and then walk away? That little paper ain't going to do you nothing. So you can walk around and, No. You got to stay with it. Stick with it. Don't be happy because you graduated. I know I'm talking to first year students, right? Well, you know, you get the same thing next year. Just because you haven't arrived. Now, see, some people, I'm not here, y'all, just because I'm a teacher. Y'all listening to that? When a pastor teaches, I'm in close enough proximity to get here. If you're going to be connected to somebody, get connected. It costs you to connect. But, oh, y'all ready for this? But the person, y'all ever saw a caboose? You have the caboose, that's at the end of the train, huh? But then you got this big old, them engines up front, right? Well, the caboose gonna go where the engine takes it. Did you understand that? That's catching the wave by a train. Well, I said, put it another way. Let the apostle pull. water and pull. Boy, the Holy Ghost can talk. Let the apostle pull and we help him carry the load. But that's what all of them get. Come on, guys. You can't see it. They got cargo. They got strength in all of those cars. Even though the apostle pulling, you got to have the other gifts. That... Oh, come on, man. That's all right. I'm going to keep going because y'all act like I didn't say nothing just now. But I'm going to keep on here. Let's get to the next one so we can make sure you got them all in. Y'all got point number three, right? Point number four. A surfer must swim towards the direction of the coming wave. Swim towards the direction of the coming wave. You can't swim away from it. You're going to miss it. Not enough to see it coming. You know, if you study long enough, a good surfer going, you know, you're going to be skillful. It takes time to study things out. And you watch, and you observe, and you look. You watch, you observe, and you look. Then you know when to step out. Come on now. Yeah, you watch waves coming in long enough, you say, oh, I know the big one on the way now. Y'all listening to me? All right, so a circle must swim towards the direction of the coming wave. See, right now, because of God restoring things back to his original intent, I'm not hanging out with no religion. I want what God wants. Now, see, I'm going to tell y'all, this is not new. This is not new. It's just not received in America. Because of ego, pride, ministry gifts want to operate apart from what God has said to do because they're concerned about who's in charge. Well, first of all, an apostle is not by man, but by God. And then I believe we need to go back to the Bible days where we try those who come with an apostle. And tell them, fold up your chairs and go home. You ain't got it. I know y'all don't like that. Y'all just won't be nice. Jesus said in the book of the Revelation, there are some who say they are apostles, and you have tried them and found out that they are not. Well, I'll tell you what, come try this one. You'll find out that he is. Well, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, lady. Your gumbo, oh boy, I can cook some gumbo. Well, let's the taste test. You might be a walking wonder in your own little world. So to call yourself an apostle and not have these signs that go along with it. All right. Are y'all with me? Are y'all with me? All right, number five. See if we can find number five. Glory to God. A surfer must know. A surfer must know the difference between a small wave and the big one, which he's trying to catch. Y'all ready for this? Because churches operate so independently. Y'all know we can all say this just about in every city. 95 of the churches in the cities we in, the surrounding areas, are Baptist churches. You heard me? Don't fall out over there on the internet. You might be one of them. Yeah, well, you know, I'm coming to Baptist. What's a Baptist church? A Baptist is somebody that don't have a daddy. The father never sent them out. They got mad with their pastor because he didn't like what they were saying or something, and then they just left. And went out there, and watch this. They left in rebellion, and everybody with them in rebellion. And you know, birds of a feather, they will fox. And I know it's not the Bible, but it's true. I know your grandmother said the Bible said, but it ain't, I ain't found it yet. But we do know that, you know, birds, you know, sparrows with sparrows, you know, y'all understand what they're saying. Bluebirds with bluebirds, blue days with blue. Yeah, that's what they were saying. It ain't in the Bible, but birds of a feather do fly together. It is a principle. Y'all with me? So, in order to catch the big wave, you got to be willing. Watch what I'm about to tell you. Do you understand that all of us who are part of Apostles Apostolic King have our own churches? But God, can I tell you what God told me? See, God told me in the early days, he said, stop telling the people, don't get so used to me. Don't tell them, don't get so used to you being there. because the corporate agenda is bigger than your local agenda. Now y'all kind of quiet. I didn't know what I was saying, but I just was saying what he told me to say. Because God knew what was coming. God was going down the road. You don't want people to get so attached to you that they're not attached to the bigger agenda. Are you listening to me? Now, with what God is doing, everybody in the local house understand that this is bigger than what we're doing. There's a big body out here that we have been called to. Amen. Now, you've never heard of 12 men following an apostle around wherever he goes, and they're not preaching. Y'all know, or y'all not talking to me? Well, when I'm a preacher, well, I'm going to get my turn. You're going to get your turn when the apostle, who is the father, has qualified you and the Holy Ghost has not seen you. Until then, sit your tail down. I say that. I surely did. You know, but everybody won't run to go. You ain't got to run. You don't have to run for ministry. God ain't holding nothing back on you. God can talk. Any real man of God ain't trying to hold nobody back. They trying to get people out into their purpose and to their destiny. Point number six. A surfer must not hesitate to move with the what? New waves that break before him. Now, I'm 55. I was raised up in the churches of God in Christ. I've never cursed Kojic because Kojic taught me great things. Amen. And Kojic was Bishop Charles Mason was a modern day apostle. You can't know this. Apostles carry weight and mantle. Is his work still going on? Huh? Well, the true mark of an apostle is he's not only a foundation layer, but he's doing something bigger than him. And long after he steps in the glory, it's still moving. Jesus, the apostle of our, come on, consider him. See, he's the chief apostle. He in glory. He said, but watch my boy tear it out. Y'all understand that? I'm up here, but they down there, still carrying it on. So a surfer must what? Not hesitate to move with the new wave that's breaking before him. It's not enough to see it. I don't have time to teach y'all everything in these few minutes, but you can liken this unto when Elijah was following Elijah, and there was the school of the prophets, you know, and they kept telling him, your mask's about to be taken, but they all looking from a distance. Y'all understand that? They see the wave coming. They see the transform about to happen, but y'all not talking to me. They were more excited about having prophetic insight. What they could see. Y'all know, come on now. He was talking about that. The Lord revealed this. The Lord revealed to me. It's not enough for him to reveal. You need to be trying to get over here to check when he's got to leave. Y'all listening to me? I don't need you to tell me. I know. And sometimes in following, you're going to have the opportunity to walk away from the way. Yeah, Elijah told Elijah, I'm going over here, you stay here. Elijah said, as long as the Lord your God lives, as long as God lives, hello, you know what he was saying? I ain't going nowhere. I'm telling you. You called to Jericho, I'm called to. I didn't leave all that behind and get this close and turn it loose. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? I say y'all got it? That's number six, huh? Guess we'll give y'all number seven. Wow. Number seven. A surface goal is to what? Come on, say it again. A surface goal is to what? Stay as long as possible on the new way. And ride on its crest. That's the object. Y'all know what that's? Y'all talking about ministry made easy? when all of God's gifts flow together, they make things easier for everybody. Because everybody is riding the wave of God. It's God who's doing the work, but God got to have instruments and vessels that he get in and work through. And he's the one that established the apostle, not man. Jesus took 12 men and ordained them to be apostles, and that's the only ones he was training. Everybody else had to connect. They had to continue in apostolic doctrine. God said, I'm bringing my church back to its original intent. How am I going to do it? By signs, by wonders, by miracles, by gifts of the Holy Ghost, by obedience, by submission, by us walking. See, it takes nothing away from me to be joined to somebody greater than me. Are y'all listening to that? It doesn't take nothing from you to be submitted. Who is the greatest amongst you all? Jesus asked the question. Who is the greatest? The greatest is the servant of all. Not your title, not your position. See, an apostle of Jesus Christ, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, Paul to be an apostle. One of the divine marks of an apostle is they love God, love his work. Y'all kind of talking to me. Y'all listen. And they love it to the intent they want us to get it. But they know we can't get it except we stay joined to it. See, you can't walk away because it don't go your way. That's plain. It's not by recognition. You may never get recognized. But you can't leave because they didn't call your name. I'm coming catching this wave now. You can't get discouraged because somebody else gets called out more than you. Y'all kind of quiet. All you got to keep your eye on is, I see the wave. And I know who's the author of the wave and the finisher of the wave. I also know the dynamics of the wave. My intent is to ride the wave. Because I know once I get and catch the wave going to carry me. The wave is going to do what? Carry me to where I got to go. But if I abort, I'll never reach my destiny. And that's why many cities are not impacted. And I mean, let's be real. We have so many small churches. Why? Because nobody really don't want to find one where they got to be really submitted, really connected. And I'll tell you this. I'd rather be following a sent one than a went one. I'd rather be following somebody I can see God's hand upon. Not by numerics, but by the way they live, conduct, and regulate their lives. Well, it has been such a pleasure teaching you all. Stay connected, stay focused, and keep riding the waves.